This is Michael,
Jeremy,
Kyle,
and David of Ostrich Bouquet, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Oh,
starting the second hour of this SMK's centennial 100th show. That was Peter Gabriel with On the Air, appropriate actually, from his second solo album from 1978, Peter Gabriel 2, or also known as Scratch.
It's like he knew it would be played on air.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I played this track as the first thing I ever played when the SMK got on to being a live show, in addition to being 2 hours long. The SMK started out as just 1 hour pre-produced. It was show 24 and through the live wire on May 1st, 2017 was when the SMK got its on or live to air 2 hour debut. And I believe that's also, the show has been on, I think it started on a Sunday, maybe Mondays. No, sorry, it's the weekends. And so this was also the first broadcast that it was on a Monday. And it's been like that ever since.
Monday fun day.
Mm-hmm. So now continuing on, I believe the majority of what the exciting and growth of the show has been in 2017. Sorry, no, 20, sorry, 2018 has been the most growth. I'm getting now confused. It's been 2 years. We just celebrated that a few shows ago. The 2 year debut, and just a month. So it was 2018 has been the most growth of the show, which I guess apart from the show, I guess it was, where I got to be more involved with, the station's, I guess, community outreach and more events in Guelph, which include Kazoo Fest in April. And so that was my first festival that I volunteered at. And around that time, I got to meet the good people of Versa, Alex Ricci, Monica Hauk, and Will Vandermeer. Plus other, those are the main band, the core members, along with other guest musicians. So they played a great set at Kazoo this year, having seen them live.
They actually had my pal Andrew Liordi and Daniel Fernandez of Animatist playing with them earlier this year, which was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's one of their incarnations, I would guess. But Danielle did not play with them at Kazoo. I mentioned this in a earlier fill-in today when I featured a lot of Guelph artists that Versa is my personal best band to come out of Guelph.
They just won the micro grant too, didn't they, that you were telling me about?
For next Kazoo Fest, there's this micro grant that artists can apply for to do like adventurous projects. No, so it was Alex and David Stein of Copper Sounds Studios. And I believe one other, but I forget off the top of my head who won that award. So I guess it's the members of Versa doing this for next festival.
It's a bit of a spinoff of Versa, or an embodiment of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll be playing Versa again for the second time this today, if you good listeners in Guelph or the archives have been listening in, we're going to be playing Many Faces off Sversa's self-titled debut album from this year.
We'll be right back.
That was US Girls with L Over off of their newest album In a Poem Unlimited, released on 4AD Records. Sorry about that little glitch up there. The CD player decided not to work properly, so I just did my faithful laptop. So I decided to feature US Girls because another a major experience, learning experience as well for me this year has been a Hillside Festival, a great prestige festival here in Guelph during July. And also, I was able to broadcast live with the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope from the Hillside grounds on the Sunday for one of the SMK's off-shot series, The Secret Scope. That was Secret Scope 5 live from our SMK live from Hillside Festival, which I got the chance to interview Dominic Bertiem of Corridor, the Montreal art rock quartet. Now we'll be playing the first band that we had on the show with the newest addition to the CFRU this year, the Dream Machine, Apollo Suns from Winnipeg, a jazz fusion rock band who came through during the summer. And yeah, that was a good experience for the first time that the SMK had done the green screen for. I'm sorry today for, yeah. It seems like it hasn't been 100 episodes sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is my first time on radio, basically, so I wouldn't really know, but time does fly. Mm-hmm. Time does fly.
Yeah, so...
when you're preoccupied.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess it's a lot to process all the good moments that has transpired over the years, I guess for me mostly. And yeah, you just gotta hear me rant about it. Okay, so...
it's not a problem, man. Like, this is your 100th episode, so...
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a celebration when it's your 100th episode, which will be in 2 years.
No pressure.
Okay, so we'll be playing An Iberian Peninsula by Apollo Suns off their 2017 EP, Each Day a Different Sun.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Giancarlo of NeoSound, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Thank you.
That was Ostrich Bouquet with Patronizing from their album Perennial, released this year. And might I mention that that was self-released. And yeah, those are our good boys from Montreal.
Yes.
I miss them dearly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very nice to meet them when they came into Guelph, and they performed at Silence along with our very own Drew JC.
It was a fun show.
Yeah, and Graham Steinman. And then the Ostrich Bouquet came in, or stayed over, and, or no, they came back, I should say, to do the interview performance, another green screen Dream Machine live stream on the SMK that you following Monday.
You can find that on YouTube if you're curious.
Oh, yes, both the Ostrich Bouquet and Apollo Suns, that perform those performances and interviews are on CFRU's YouTube. I would also like to mention, actually going back to Apollo Suns a bit, I want to do a quick shout out. Another main development this year has been being able to syndicate the SMK to different parts of Canada. I think I must have, I wanted to spread out more and get more listeners to our proggy goodness. So I guess the first, station we got to is CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, British Columbia. They broadcast the SMK Saturdays 1 to 3 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we went across the waters to Powell River, British Columbia, to CJMP 90.1 FM, Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then just recently, which was like a treat to have them discover the show through the NCRA Community Radio Exchange, CJUM, also known as UMFM, 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, coming from the University of Manitoba. And they broadcast the show Tuesdays, 1 to 3 a.m. So thank you for syndicating the show and taking us as we are, a proggy show and eclectic show and live, as like we're doing this live. So there are bound to be little mishaps here and there, but we still go forward strong.
Because life is like jazz and you just have to improvise sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Ostrich Bouquet coming on the show was all Drew's doing.
It's my fault.
And I also wanted to, well, that, I guess going back to this summer, I wanted to mention that was a a significant moment where Drew, you reached out to me about doing something with the show with me. Do you remember exactly how you found me in the show?
Yeah, I think you liked some of Versa's posts, or was it Baby Labor or Animatist? It could have been a combination of all three. And then, you know, I was new in town and working on a body of work and trying to get a bit more coverage and sort of subject everyone to what I write. And then I was like, hey, Nick, would you be interested in having me on the show for perhaps an interview and performance? And then you kind of got the crook out and latched onto me and you mentioned...
Reeled you in.
Yes, you did. You mentioned a co-host and I was like, hey, that's cool too. So yeah. I got to have my cake and eat it too, I guess. And it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have joined me as a co-host. yeah, sometimes it's the talk segments haven't been the best. So it's really nice to have another person like you to bounce ideas off of.
To make dumb noises into the microphone.
Oh, yeah. The other day we were doing promos and station IDs for our lovely syndicate shows and for CFRU. And we did our fake radio voices.
Our best fake radio voices. Radio voice. Radio voice.
And this is my radio voice.
That's his radio voice. See? Yeah. Isn't it ridiculous?
Yeah. That's as much as that radio voice is that you'll get from us.
We're both pretty withdrawn and shy in person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But none of you can see us, so it's easier to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. So continuing on, we're going to be playing Sandro Perry, which I've mentioned earlier was a, for me, a really significant interview to be, to interview such a high caliber Canadian artist. Recently, and at the end of October, when Sandro came by for a kazoo spooktacular, before his show, I got to record an interview with him. And so then after I stayed for the show and went up to him after, and I had already bought his newest album, In Another Life, but he gave me two other albums, and I want to play one of them, which is Plays Pelmo Pelpo. Pelmo Pelpo was his previous music project before he released under his own name. So we'll be playing Dreaming off the vinyl copy of Plays Pelmo Pelpo.
You can deny, yeah, but we've seen.
That was No Sound, an Italian progressive rock band, with Growing in Me off of their newest album, Allow Yourself, released on K-Scope this fall. And I do want to apologize to Sandro. Please forgive me for not setting the vinyl player to the right speed. I don't really like how, or sometimes that they don't specify what speed the records go at, because it's, I guess, playing Palomo Palpo is a pretty much an extended play. So based on that, I thought it was 45 RPM when it should have been 33 at the beginning. So you heard a bit of Sandro Perry as a chipmunk.
It was very interesting, actually.
Yes, I hope you liked that little experiment there. Yeah, so this concludes the 100th SMK show. I guess as you can tell, I'm pretty tired. Drew is tired too, right?
Yeah, I'm wiped.
Yeah, this year has been like, it's so scattered everywhere. Like, it's had its good peaks as well as its like terrible lows.
And you've been bussing in and out of Mississauga for like the last, 2 weeks?
Yeah, as holiday helper here at CFRU.
In Guelph, yeah. Mississauga to Guelph. And well, it's not too long.
Like, it's kind of no big deal because I've been doing it for years. I don't want to say a decade now, because that's when I started studies here at the university. Like, I graduated, I want to say almost 2 years now. Almost 2 years. I can't believe that. But yeah. Or I should say also that, yeah, like No Sound, that new album, Allow Yourself, has been a really influence on me, and also the leader of the band, Giancarlo Era. He was the first artist to provide a station ID for us for the SMK, and that's how I got it to start asking other bands and artists to provide for the SMK. And also, Allow Yourself made it to my personal best albums for 2018. So finishing off this 100th episode, my personal best 2017 album and one of my favorite bands ever is Anathema and their album, The Optimist, which is a great album title to be optimistic for the new year.
As everyone is posting about already, new year, new me, etc., etc.
Yeah, like, well, because you always want to improve yourselves.
Every day, don't forget this, people. Every day, every moment, every minute, every hour is a new moment that you can flip your script. You don't have to wait till the new year. That's just more time for bad habits and all that to form, because our brains are plastic, and the more time you spend doing something, the more time you'll get stuck in those cycles. So, I mean, Happy New Year's to everyone, of course. And if you're going to drink and party tonight, don't be a dink and drive safe, or don't drive at all. Get a friend to drive you. You know, like the cabs, they're good at their job.
Mm-hmm.
But also never wait till the New Year's to make the changes you need to.
Yeah, so Happy New Year's to you all from us here at SMK. Thanks for, I would play all the artists over again, but we only have 2 hours. Here is Anathema with Back to the Start off of The Optimist.
This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
This is a rather groggy Drew Jacy.
And a tired Nicholas Cooper, but looking forward to the future.
Until next we behold, prog on.
And look inward and beyond.
they don't talk for me.